Senator Mason, Representative Plummer, members of the committee. My name is Jim Burke. I'm from Pownell. I was a lawyer practicing in Lewiston for 35 years. I now teach at the law school. I go to the prison in Windham every week with a clinic that we run for prisoners. I have been involved as a complaint justice. I've been involved with criminals for almost 40 years. I speak neither for nor against this particular bill, and unfortunately I have to leave. Somebody will present my testimony later on 1095. What I would suggest is there is good reason to have a bill such as this. So there are clear rules that everybody understands in advance for how you can get transferred, why you can get transferred, and how it gets played. I don't suggest, and this is the one flaw I see in 690 as currently drafted, that the prisoner simply be allowed to say, please let me return, and bang, they return. I don't agree with that. I also don't agree with just shipping somebody for no good reason, not because they probably don't deserve it. I will hazard a guess that most of them do deserve it. There are very few who are out of state, and a few are for medical reasons, a few are for family, and a few are because they are really dangerous guys. But there should be a way for them to petition to come back if things change. And why is that? Two of you, I believe it was Representative Burns and Representative Hanley, I apologize, I haven't met you before, were asking about accreditation. Accreditation is a floor. It's nowhere near a ceiling. Accreditation only says what's the building like, what are the people like, and it is objective. What is corrections? Corrections is to maintain the safety of the public from dangerous people and to help you change so when you get out, you don't do it again. That's how we keep costs down. Taking people out of the community lessens. I go in every week and help people with family matters, with business matters, with wills, estates, parents dying. They stay involved with the community. They have something to look forward to when they get out. If they get shipped out of state, what do they have for a cohort? Other dangerous prisoners. And if they come back to Maine, they're a time bomb. They need to come off. So don't just look at accreditation. Windham, by the way, is accredited. Look at the role for Maine. The Department of Corrections currently has a philosophy of Maine people taking care of Maine inmates to help them return to Maine for the safety of Maine. That's a good theory. If you have to move somebody out of state, move them. But it would be good if the people know the reason why and have a way to talk about it. That will remove the questions of, are things going on behind our backs? Are my kids being hurt? Does Mr. Thong Sabah deserve to be shipped out or not? People will talk about all sorts of stuff. Almost nobody really understands what goes on in prison unless you spend time in prison.
Sir, you have your
thank you.
Thank you.
I would suggest amending 690 to make it work.
Any questions? Representative Burns.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Attorney Burke. Isn't accreditation one thing we can use to measure the value and efficiency of an institution, just as we do with schools and other places we seek to get accreditation? Obviously, it's not the only piece of information we should consider, but isn't that a valuable piece of information for us?
I would suggest it is a thing, as you said.
As opposed to valuable?
I think it is a thing. I think the lack thereof is critical. The existence thereof is necessary but not sufficient. I apologize for being academic there, but I think we can't just focus on are you accredited and say this then means that we should do this. We should say if you are not accredited, we won't even consider you. If you are accredited, now let's go to the rest of the pieces. How does it benefit? Not the short term. How does it benefit when this guy, when this woman gets out, making Maine safer? Does it do that? Cost is also an issue. So I would say accreditation is necessary but not sufficient. lack thereof is the end of the question.
In all sincerity, I think you're dancing around my question. Is it valuable or not? If it's not, then we're wasting a lot of money, aren't we not?
No, it's valuable. It's valuable. I'll give you it's valuable.
Thank you.
Phrased that way, I agree with that.
Anything else on the committee? Representative Hanley and Representative Haskell.
Thank you. First, I want to congratulate Representative Burns for getting a thank you from you. That's pretty good for an attorney.
I'm not a normal attorney.
This is not a normal committee, so.
Understand.
When you look at the numbers, the 2,000 plus inmates, 28 are shipped on the state. And I don't know the number. People who are shipped, say, for family reasons, they want to get closer to their people. People who are shipped, maybe for medical reasons. And then there's X for their personal protection, whatever. It kind of tells me that we're doing a pretty good job. We're not shipping a lot of people.
Agreed.
And we're not doing it without good reason.
Agreed.
It seems to be almost implied, not from you, sir, but from other people, that somewhere along in the middle of the night, someone banged on the cell door and said, get your stuff together, we're shipping you off. I have a funny feeling before a person is shipped out, or when they are, there's a reason for that. It's well documented.
There is a reason for that, as far as I know, and I know some who were shipped out.
Were they justified being shipped out?
I'm going to seek refuge in attorney. Don't find that anything.
I can see you headed that way.
At the moment, that's not my job. I can make an argument either way because I'm an attorney. It seems that from the legislature's point of view, what would make a good rule is clear enough guidelines so that when Mr. Smith is sent, and you know if Mr. Smith is a bad guy, he's going to complain. Good guys aren't going to complain. When he complains, it's simple to find an answer. You were sent because 1, 2, 3. You had the chance to review 1, 2, 3. Here's the finding. I don't want to talk to you anymore. So you can cut me out of the equation if you have clear, recognized, easy to follow goals, benchmarks for how to ship somebody out. I think shipping people out can be very useful. I know that there are people who are too sick to be treated in the main prisons. They send them to out-of-state prisons. Good thing. Dangerous people, and there's dangerous people. Good thing. I made fun of attorneys a minute ago. I think you do want to cut us out of the loop, though, because we all know that if the prisoner has nothing better to do, he's going to hire a lawyer to try and jerk the system around. This committee should help shut those loopholes.
Representative Haskell. Thank you very much. I'm going to save one of my questions and catch you outside. But I want to ask whether or not in your time at Wyndham, you've seen the Board of Visitors, whether this is a matter that the Board of Visitors reviews. In other words, when folks are sent out, do they take a look at this? Do they say, we found some reasons, we didn't find them? Have you noted any of their interaction, or haven't you been privy to that?
I'm privy to nothing, except, except my clients, who are all the inmates of the Department of Correction with a civil problem. All we do in the clinic is help them with a civil problem, family, business, wills, estate, something. I have seen the Board of Visitors walking past. I have been pointed to and said, there goes a project. I wave and they wave. That's the extent of my problem.
Anything else?
Any further questions? Thank you. I apologize. I can't be here this afternoon for 10:95 on Sunday to present my